Yes, I'm both tone deaf and I have zero rhythm.
And now Koichi Sugiyama's dead. The guy who did the music.
I mean, don't want to shit on the dead, but it's kind of a good time.
Yeah, he was a dirtbag.
Yeah.
But Builders is pretty good. Have you played Builders 2?
I haven't. I don't, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Oh, yeah.
I have it on Steam.
It's good.
Yeah. I pirated it's cute. The first one because I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's cute. I'm a big Dragon Quest fan, too. So.
What's good, everybody?
Talking about Dragon Quest.
Mm.
It's a video game series for old Japanese people.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the first one came out in what, like 87?
But like,
88?
The one on the Switch is like...
11? It's a great game.
For youngsters.
Awesome game. It's for everybody. It's for all ages.
I'm going to look up studio to see what videos we have done so we can talk about things level one text.
Well, we did like a whole bunch of Threadripper stuff.
Grant, are you able to scoot this way a little bit so Amber can come in?
We did a whole bunch of Threadripper
stuff. And then Taylor's off to the side.
I did those two motherboards. Those two motherboards. I did the Emerald Rapids launch.
Oh yeah.
What else? You've been working on VROC.
I have this place on my hands that is killing me.
See, I'm doing. You're like, yeah, we're gonna figure out level one tech stuff, and now you're talking about the hand.
I'm sorry.
You're talking about your friggin' animal cookies.
I didn't talk about them.
That's true.
I never said a word about them.
Wait. Are you sure you're not like...
We're just going to talk about Baldur's Gate this whole time again.
No, They've been talking about Baldur's Gate all day.
We have. It's true. No, oops, here's what I think we should do. We should, let's go to YouTube Studio.
I'm going to Floatplane.
And Floatplane, yeah. So I'm the going. Emerald Rapid stuff...
I did that video.
That's public.
Yep.
On YouTube?
That's public.
Went public on Thursday, maybe?
What video was it that was frustrating?
It wasn't Emerald Rapids. Emerald Rapids is pretty straightforward. Was it the Falcon Northwest?
Yes.
That was kind of a mess, but we got it out. It was no big deal.
Yeah, that's out on Floatplane and Patreon. I don't know if it's out on YouTube yet.
Falcon Northwest?
Yeah.
It's fit for everybody.
It's okay. Cool.
That's a decent video.
Yeah. We just released the 45 Drives Home Lab edition. Chassis video.
However you want to pronounce it.
It's chassis.
It's YouTube now. Public. It's doing pretty good.
It's always like nice. 8,000 views. Like
it's on 10,000 now.
Oh wow! Last time I looked, it was 8. Yeah. Nice work.
And it's always nice to have like a video that does well that ranks number 1 out of 10.
You get to see the fireworks.
Yeah, there's fireworks on YouTube. It's nice.
Oh, do you guys want to? Tell about the audio mistake with the graphs and stuff.
That's Grant.
Yeah. So.
I just kept it all quiet. It's fine.
No, like
nothing is wrong. Level one text does not make mistakes.
Oh no, I can say yeah. I probably bump it up a little bit next time, but you know it's fine.
So the Falcon North.
I thought you were talking about the graphs and the.
Falcon Northwest.
I don't really remember
having
this.
Wendell having to reshoot the video because the graphs were wrong. I thought that's what you were talking about.
You're talking
about the audio, like literal audio.
Well,
I just exposed us. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I should not assume and just let you talk.
The Falcon Northwest system. That we put the two Teslas in, but we tested it with the 4090.
Yeah.
My graph, there was a typo for Cinebench.
Oh, I remember this.
I had put 130,000.
Yeah, and it was like 105.
Yeah, I put 135, but it was 105. So what you did, what I redid the graph, like I just changed that number. And then what you did was where he said 35, you just cut that.
Yeah, I just so cut it was the 30.
100.
Yeah, 105.
Five. Yeah. So you just took out the
That's
three.
That's actually kind of one of my favorite things to do is like splice. Mm-hmm. Were like sentence mixing because mm-hmm. When I was growing up as a kid, I watched a lot of YouTube poops, mm-hmm. and that's like all sentence mixing. And I love when I get the opportunity to do that stuff.
Mm. I it kind of scares me because it can come off like robotic.
This one didn't though. I think this one was really good.
This one was good. None of y'all are gonna know except the people we just told.
Yep. Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Not too terribly often.
But that's a little
Sometimes it's hard moment. Though, because like he'll be, like for the 45 drives chassis video, he puts a motherboard in it, and when he first introduces the motherboard, he reads off the serial number for the board instead of the name for the motherboard.
Oh yeah.
So like, and that's not something that I could easily cut.
Yeah.
So I just left it in and put a little blurb saying, this isn't the name he's reading. This reading the serial number, well, silly Wendell.
You asked him, can you refilm this part or do a voiceover? And
he was out of
state.
Yeah, he's out of state.
He's always busy.
He was getting...
He's always doing something, that Wendell.
He was getting... We can tell him, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, the Gamers Nexus thing?
So, yes.
Can we tell him that?
I don't see why not.
You see, there's a Nexus, and it's just for gamers.
Mm. You see, there's a man named Steve.
Yeah, he's got the best hair.
Top secret. He has the best hair.
I am not kidding when I say this, is I would rock that hair. If I was allowed, my wife would not let me.
You used to have long hair.
You did used to have long hair. Yeah, it wasn't as curly as Steve's is. Mm. But my hair, it used to be down about my shoulders.
Hmm.
But my wife, I was talking to her. I was like, I want to grow my hair back out again. She said, absolutely not. So you have to make compromises. But anyway, yes, Steve has great hair. Steve has great hair and is a lovely individual.
Yes. Steve got a new sound chamber thing.
Mm.
So he was like, Wendell, you know, thanks for helping me with the website, and you're a great dude. Merry Christmas. Would you like my old sound chamber? You have to come get it, though.
Yeah. That's what I do on Facebook Marketplace. It's like, do you want this? You have to come pick it up, though.
So he travels to undisclosed location. And, you know,
do we not know where he lives?
I know.
I do. I don't.
You don't?
No. But you can tell me after the podcast.
I do, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if it was common knowledge or not. Because I
don't want to say
it. I feel like I was told, but I don't remember.
I have three guesses.
I don't want to expose.
Just the state. Just the state.
Okay, we're going to play a game real quick, and then I'm going to cut, and then we'll see if if we come back, we'll tell you if we got it or not.
Okay.
So anyway, my favorite NBA team is probably the Boston Celtics, like the old Boston Celtics.
Mm.
90s Lakers are pretty good. You had folks like James Worthy and, if you look a little bit further, you went Kobe, right? Shaq. We'll say the 90s Lakers. 90s, early 2000s Lakers.
Okay.
Who's your favorite NBA team, ladies and gentlemen?
Mine's the Xander Canabes.
I'm more of a...
Yeah, I really liked when Tasmanian Devil played.
Besed Aurochs. We'll say that.
Oh, Besteve. Besteve.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, yes.
He went to go get the thing from Steve. Mm-hmm.
What is it? Anyway, it's a sound chamber?
Sound chamber.
It is 1,200 pounds.
What the hell?
It is basically an isolated box. Like, you could scream in the box and no one would hear you.
Mm.
Sounds like the perfect place. For a murder.
For a murder. No. So it's for testing.
Oh, for testing like noise fan levels. Noise, yeah, and that makes sense.
Apparently, maybe also temperatures. Mm. I'm not sure.
Mm.
And also like a good voiceover room, so you can go in there and just be, you know,
room. Phone.
Silence all never mind, I can't say it.
Be respectful of others.
Cellular telephone.
When
I watched The Boy and the Heron this past weekend, my alarm went off.
Oh, oh no.
My medicine alarm, it went off, yeah. Gotta take my vitamins.
You're supposed to silence your cell phone.
Listen, I did.
I guess if you silence your cell phone, it doesn't silence the alarm.
It doesn't silence my phone. I turned my ringer off. I should have turned my phone off.
Did Hayao Miyazaki, like, walk out into the aisle and just, like, shake his head at you? Just like, I cannot believe it.
It's weird that he was there.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
It was one of those things where he's, you know, he's just ascended now, and
not dead.
He can project his conscious into physical matter.
He's just like, I can't believe you do this to my film. I'm like, I'm sorry.
What was the alarm? Like, what did it sound like? Was it chimes?
Beep.
Was it the red alert?
No.
That one's scary.
You should,
I don't know.
You should change your alarm.
You don't
alarm.
Know what your alarm is?
I literally, no, I have no concept of that.
You should change your alarm to just play Darude Sandstorm. That's what I would do.
That would make me jump every time.
Well, no.
It'd be that first do.
Yeah.
I used to have a...
It's Presto.
Presto. What does it sound like?
Oh, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
That's a pretty distracting one.
That's about how much of it played before I was like, shit.
My alarm.
And then my pocket.
my alarm for waking up is like the default iPhone one, and you hear it on TV relatively often. And every time I hear it, the hair on the back of my neck just stands up because I'm like, oh God, I gotta wake up. Even if I'm already awake, I'm just like, oh Jesus. Yeah, basically.
We are getting
snow. Oh my God, it is snowing.
That's hail. I told you there were some dark clouds.
Oh my God.
This
we have to drive home and this.
It'll be gone by the time.
It'll be gone by the time we get home.
I love snow.
It's been snowing all day though.
Off and on. And like there's like bouts of like where it melts completely.
I love snow so much. I don't think you guys understand. I'm a big snowhead.
Yeah.
I don't like that much snow. Look at it. This is
kind of dangerous because the roads are gonna be extra slick.
Yeah. You gotta take it slow going home.
Yeah.
I'm glad I live like 2 minutes away.
I'll take a picture for the audience to see.
Yeah, you need to
Well maybe not.
Well, I'm gonna take it from here so that it's just white.
Also, you should probably know we are from Kentucky, so like I feel like.
See, you do that, the mic doesn't pick it up ever.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think
what are you playing?
I think there's
Snow's Informer. You never heard this song?
No. Who's it by?
Snow. That's why.
We say this is like, oh my gosh, snow. But I feel like if you're from any northern area, you're gonna be like, oh, that's baby stuff.
I mean, it's coming
down. That's a third of my year.
As somebody who lived in Colorado, this is the beginning of like.
Yeah, this is kind of like
big snow.
But it
won't last here.
Where it changes, where it's different in like Colorado, where it keeps up.
Yeah. Colorado would be consistent for.
We're in Colorado.
I lived in Pueblo. Shout out to my Pueblo guys. Technically Pueblo West. I know you guys don't like Pueblo West. I just lived there, okay? I spent most of my time in Pueblo.
Colorado seems like
a
pretty cool place to live.
Wait, there was a name of a city called Pueblo West?
Yeah, because it was west of Pueblo.
So then you say Pueblo, and then they're like, you know, you're a fake fan. You're not actually from, you know.
Poser.
Well, it's because I spent most of my time in Pueblo, because that's like, I went to...
It's like how I say I'm from Lexington, but I'm not.
Yeah.
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 What about Greeley?
Or like if you're from Covington, like you're not from Cincinnati, you're from Covington, get it right.
What about Greeley?
There's also,
I don't know Greeley.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh.
Memphis, Tennessee has an east and a west.
Memphis is in Arkansas.
And West Memphis is in Arkansas.
No way.
East Memphis is in Tennessee.
Yeah. I had no idea.
So I bet there's a whole division there.
Or like St. Louis, where it's like, was it St. Louis? Or no, it's Kansas City is in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Yeah.
If you live in West Memphis and you're like, yeah, I'm from Memphis. They're like, no, you're not. You're a fake fan. You're not from Tennessee.
Well, no, I don't think anybody who says they're from West Memphis would say that they're from Tennessee.
Of course, no, they would say I'm from Memphis, and that kind of implies Tennessee. Well, no,
West Memphis is an entirely different city.
Oh, I thought it was just the west part of Memphis.
No.
The East Memphis likes barbecue without white sauce.
Move it closer to your mouth.
No, it's Alabama that has the white sauce.
This is just some really riveting geography conversation here.
Listen. Okay.
Look, West Memphis, Arkansas had the West Memphis 3, which was three guys who were accused of killing a little boy in a ritualistic sacrifice. And
are you trying to
everybody knew that they were set up. The police did that type of interrogation that got a false confession. And eventually they were let out, but they had to plead guilty even though there aren't. But they're free now.
Listen here. What are your thoughts on Catalonian independence?
What is Catalonian?
It's like a Spanish secession movement. Like Catalonia wants to secede from Spain. It's like a part of Spain.
This my knowledge on this subject is
yeah, I'm joking.
Yeah. I would say that's a very complicated topic. It is getting really snowy out there. Like the road, it's on the road sticking.
I kind of.
Oh yeah, look at that.
I'm gonna take another picture.
It's pretty bad.
Anyway, so about Baldur's Gate, you started a new game.
I did.
I think I'm gonna start over too, or I'm gonna start a new run.
Y'all, you can get Minthara now.
Yeah.
Without having to kill any tieflings.
Yep.
I feel like if I had this conversation with, like, my grandmother, for instance, like, can you just imagine that she's just like, I have no clue what, like, half the words coming out of your mouth
so
are.
So, thoughts. Minthara, on the scale of Baldur's Gate waifus, we have Karlach at the top.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, like, Shadowheart is, like, middle.
Yeah.
And then...
I'd say she's middle high.
Middle high.
Yeah.
And then where does Minthara fall on the waifu scale?
I don't know.
She's kind of mean.
She is mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she's a paladin, so she's devoted to her
But she's like a drow. Listen.
I'd say
I'm sure there are some good drows out there.
That's racist.
Whenever I start referring to drows in the game, it's gonna go you people.
You people, and there's like two kinds of drow. It's like a loth drow, and then the other one, the ones that aren't evil.
And then the ones that aren't evil, the other ones are like, why aren't you evil?
Yeah, it's like you jerks, and then everybody's super racist to the not evil ones anyway.
So
that's one of the things. So I'm playing Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader. Everybody is so racist in that game all the time. It is awful. Like, one of your party members is a space elf. She's an Eldari. And she's really racist against humans, and all the humans are racist against her.
Wow.
And it is just a gigantic racism.
Is it like Mass Effect with the races?
It's more prevalent in Mass Effect. In Mass Effect, it was really kind of only Ashley, right? Who's racist. But
Having different races like that.
I've only really run into two alien races so far. And I think you only get two aliens in Warhammer 40,000, humanity is like aliens are to be killed on sight. Like they're like super ultra racist. So you don't have to be
like that's how about how it would be.
You don't have to be like that in the game, obviously.
Right.
But, so, yeah, aliens and humans don't really work together too often. But,
gotcha.
But she's cool. I like her. She's a cool party member. Once she warms up to you, she's a... you learn a lot about her culture and stuff. It's neat.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. Look at those big flakes.
It is absolutely...
It's so pretty outside.
If only this was happening on Christmas.
So, yeah, if you like sci-fi RPGs, check out Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader.
Like two weeks ago.
Yeah. It's a little bit buggy, but it's fun. It's really, really, really well written.
I have been playing some Lego Fortnite.
Me too.
It's surprisingly fun.
It is good. Have you played the Rock Band mode yet?
I have, but I'm like not good at rhythm stuff.
So the problem with me is I played literally... Rock Band came out in 2008, right? And that's the year I went off to college. Literally, I've probably played like 2,000 hours of Rock Band.
I've probably played about 200 hours of Rock Band. But, like, I had a ceiling because once you go above, like, hard or once it got to, like, Rock Band 3,
yeah,
you start having to use your pinky. And I just could not use my pinky.
Yeah, and hard you had to hit the orange notes.
Yeah.
So my problem with Lego or the Fortnite festival stuff is I don't have a guitar. If I had a guitar, because I played expert guitar, expert bass, hard drums, hard vocals.
They're making instruments.
Yeah, they are. So I'm going to get one as soon as possible.
Wait, what is it?
They're making instruments. So Fortnite, they just had their new season come out. And they added like three new games to it, like whole ass games.
Okay.
So there's a Lego mode, which is literally like Valheim. It's a little it's Minecrafty, but third person and a little bit more combat-y.
Okay.
And a little bit less freeform. They added basically what's Rock Band, like full-on Rock Band.
In Fortnite?
Yes. And then they added like a racing game that the Rocket League people made.
Hmm.
And they're all good. Like they're That's all wild. Really good. And they
Do
also
you have to pay for them or is it no, free?
It's just free. Yeah. Well, for the Rock Band, it's a rotating selection of free songs.
What type of guitar do you have to have?
You don't. You just play with keyboard or controller, but they're making guitars. If you want to play with a guitar, and I do. So
that's wild.
They rotate through free songs. They have maybe 10, 15 songs free at a time, and then or you can buy songs.
Mm-hmm.
Songs are a little bit expensive, but like whatever. Like Rock Band songs were $2 a piece. These are $5. But yeah, I bought Bad Romance by Lady Gaga because I need it.
Nice.
It's a great song. But yeah, it's awesome. I'm a big Fortnite head. I think it's a great game.
That's pretty crazy.
And all of your like skins, not all of them, but like they're going to be all of them eventually. Yeah,
transfer to Lego.
Yeah,
except for like from M-rated properties.
Yeah, like they get like Legoified.
Mm-hmm. So like your Star Wars skins are all Legos. Your Marvel skins.
That's wild.
The Ninja Turtles they just put in Fortnite, and those transfer to the Lego stuff. And your skins work in the Rock Band stuff too. So I had a band that was Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles, Goku, Ariana Grande, and I think just a generic character. It was a good time.
So I'm still on Fortnite, and the Turtles just came out.
Yeah, I got them all.
And I was playing squads with my friends, and I got to say I used to like the Ninja Turtles. But not after we got our ass beat by, like, the entire squad of the Ninja Turtles. Like, 5 matches in a row.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I bought the Ninja Turtles. I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan.
That's pretty dope, having, like, all 4 Ninja Turtles in the squad.
Yeah, I bought the Ninja Turtle skins, and they are, like, my favorite recent designs of the Ninja Turtles. Like, they all look so good.
They look edgier and less
A little
goofy.
Edgier. They've got, like, kind of armor, kind of.
And they got, like, some scarring.
A little bit, yeah, but they have a lot of personality too. But it's not like over the top, you know. I don't know. I just think it's great. Fortnite's really fun. People should play that game, and a lot of people do.
Do you have to buy one skin at a time, or do you buy the pack?
They have a pack. It was like $20 for all of them, or something.
I feel like I would do a Leo.
I mostly run around with Michelangelo.
Leo's the pizza one, right?
No, that's well, they all love pizza.
No,
but,
the orange one.
Orange is Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Oh, I would probably do
Michelangelo.
Here's
an easy way to remember.
Then.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but crude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Cowabunga.
That's right. Splinter taught them to be ninja teens.
All right, do we want to get back to level 1 text?
Yeah, let's
sure.
do that.
But we kind of the Emerald Rapids thing came together pretty well.
Yeah.
I put the Chaos Emeralds in the thumbnail. I don't know if anybody picked up on that. It's fine. It's for my own amusement.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just been hitting out a lot of Threadripper stuff. I got those 2 Threadripper motherboards done.
We've been
banging
our head against the wall trying to figure out how to do better thumbs.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was mostly me doing that. y'all figured it out. I'm just over here banging rocks together. But
no wonder you can't do a thumbnail.
I know, right? It's weird.
You're just banging rocks together.
Smashing a rock into my keyboard.
You have a lot of good thumbnail ideas. You were just using the old format.
Yeah, the old format.
Which is, an easy way to tell the difference between what video was edited by who is the thumbnail. And I have started putting, about a year ago, I started doing this. putting the thumbnail
the logo in the top, up in the upper left.
Yeah, in the top left of the thumbnail, because in the bottom right thumbnail on YouTube, the timestamp
blocks it.
Yeah, blocks the logo.
I didn't know it did. Yeah. So another easy way to tell who edited what video is the music. We use different music.
Yep.
So
we both use the same song for our intros. Like, you always use the same song. Mm-hmm. I always use a different song, but it's the same every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also on YouTube, I say at the end of the description, edited by
Autumn. Oh, yeah, you do. And then I don't.
Yeah. You should start doing it. You should start taking credit.
I'm a firm believer in the John Lennon, Paul McCartney school of letting everybody take credit for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't say edited by Autumn, then you know it's edited by Grant.
Edited by Paul McCartney.
Does your finger hurt?
No.
Your thumb?
No. The reason it's like that is because I was working on Warhammer stuff, and I was using my craft knife to shave away a little piece that was left. Mm-hmm. And I jabbed it right in my thumb.
Ooh. So. My thumb also has a boo-boo. Aww. I accidentally grated it with a cheese grater.
Ooh. What kind of cheese were you grating?
Parmesan.
Hell yeah.
Actually, it wasn't actually cheese. It was vegan Parmesan.
Varmesan?
It actually tastes pretty good.
Parmesan?
Parmesan. We are, that's like aliens. We are from Parmesia. Look, everyone. The snow stopped. The winter's over.
The snow really
did stop, but I can see another wave of clouds coming in. They're not as dark as the other ones, though.
Speaking of the Beatles, it's like Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison.
It is really pretty right now because it is later in the day. So the sun, it's almost golden hour. I don't know. The lighting's very pretty outside.
Yeah, it's very
nice. I won't show a picture of this one because it'll be harder to obscure. There's some identifying information out there that I don't want to give.
Yeah.
It's been pretty nice outside in terms of, like, being nice and clear the past couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been real cold.
Yeah. It's already starting to melt on the street. It might be a little slushy now, but it looks good.
Might have to put on a long sleeve shirt. I don't know.
Yeah. If it gets any colder.
Taylor
might consider it.
Taylor, they should, like, figure out what's wrong with you and harness it to, like, heat buildings.
Or what's right
Jesus
with him.
Oh, okay, so seriously, like, if I could choose to have a superpower, it would be, like, to, like, store it, control temperatures.
Mm.
Like, not to control it, but, like, to take the energy and put it somewhere else. And, yeah, that's, like, part of the one reason I would use that on. The other was, like, to freeze all the
CPU. Is that your stand ability?
What band name are you going to go with?
Yeah.
Or
you could do, it could be a song. It could be Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Yeah, that or maybe, like, Ice-T or something.
Yeah, Ice-T would be pretty good. Ice Cube.
Yeah, isn't Ice-T... Is there an Ice-T?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Ice-T is, like, the joke name people use... For Ice Cube. I think
No, there is an Ice-T, a musician. He's the one on Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the
okay.
one who's like, I'm going to put you in an orange jumpsuit, send you to Riketh. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what he sounds like.
You're right. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Oh, but if you guys didn't know, Taylor, what do you keep your apartment on?
Like 51.
Damn, son.
The electricity bill.
It's
if you have good insulation, once you get it down there, you know, it's not a whole lot to keep it there if you have good insulation.
The rats are up there eating all your insulation. That's when you're screwed.
The rats are, like, going into hibernation.
That's walking right.
into the room. They walk in, they're like, oh, it's wintertime. Time to go to bed.
Then sleep.
So you don't have rat problems.
But no, that's crazy to me because if it gets below, like, probably 68 in my apartment, I'm putting on, like, a sweatshirt because I'm cold.
Yeah, somewhere around 65, 66.
Once it gets to, like, 68, I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. No, 65, I start sweating.
Y'all are just so... I can't believe we live in the same climate because you all do not act like you're from Kentucky.
Yeah. You'll come into my office and I'll have the fan on and I'm sweating. You're, like, in a jacket.
And I'm wearing my coat. Yeah.
It gets hot, man.
It does. It's like Nelly said.
I've made some jokes about Taylor being in menopause.
Check it out at Lock at the Top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse rooftop.
I'm constantly in manopause.
No deceiving.
In manopause.
Nothing up my sleeve. No teasing. I need you to get up on the dance floor.
What else level one related?
How do we make this stay up?
Yeah, now do the second one.
Yeah, that one there. I've just, whoa.
That's Krista's seat.
I've just been working on the all that Threadripper crap.
Yeah, basically. What am I working on right now?
You're doing VROC, right?
VROC's done. We're just waiting on Intel to give the okay. It's on Patreon and Floatplane.
Oh, I've got that Linux interview thing I need to get up on Patreon and Floatplane. It's done. I've made the thumbnail, everything. Just need to get it up.
Yeah.
What's that video like?
It's the one where he's at AMD interviewing dudes.
Yeah.
It'd be part two to the origin of Threadripper?
It's not really.
This is not about Threadripper, though.
Loosely about Threadripper.
Sorry, what I meant was like
the adventures of AMD.
Yeah. It's part of the adventures of AMD. What about those videos he said today should be a quick edit?
He hasn't shot those yet.
He hasn't shot them yet, which, I mean, if he's the ones, he's like, oh, it's like a stocking stuffer. It's like, dude, it's like 3 days until Christmas. I got to do the news on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, you better get on
Christmas
that.
Yeah, Christmas is next week, isn't it?
It's Monday.
Monday.
I wish it wasn't. If it was on Sunday, that would be a lot better.
If it was on Friday.
If it was on Sunday, then we would get Monday off.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a federal holiday. Well, I say we. Yeah. We don't technically get that off.
No.
But it's a federal holiday.
We don't get paid holiday.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't say that.
Okay, cut it.
Or maybe we can. I don't know.
Well, the best Christmas is when it's on Friday.
Yes.
Because you can take off Thursday, Friday, and then you get Saturday and Sunday.
And then that means New Year's is
on
Friday, too.
New Year's
too.
Is on, so it's just really nice.
Yeah. New Year's is on Monday again.
Which is fine. I don't know. I don't know.
I like to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, I do too.
You know. Eat your black-eyed peas for good luck.
Listen to the black-eyed peas.
No, you just eat them.
What?
Not the people.
Well, no, you eat them and listen to them at the same time. Got that boom, boom, pow, them chicken.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You don't eat black-eyed peas?
No.
Taylor, who's your favorite member of the black-eyed peas? I'm a big fan of Apple the App, but I also like Will I Am.
I'm going to be completely real. I didn't know Will.i.am was a part of the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, it was him, Apple the App.
And Fergie.
Fergie, and then the Filipino.
I knew Fergie because she like tried to do her own thing and made that one song.
And then the Filipino guy whose name I can never remember. What? Hold on.
Really?
Yeah, Fergie had like a short solo career and it was terrible because she's the worst part of the Black Eyed Peas. Let's see.
Who?
Fergie.
You don't know who the Black Eyed Peas are?
Okay. Hey, Siri.
Well, Fergie still makes
songs.
Who
are the members of the Black Eyed Peas?
She made the song MILF Money.
She does still have a solo. Like,
she does still do solo songs.
Taboo is the guy's name.
She made that. Yeah. It was in 2017, maybe?
I thought
that
was like one of those Zoomer artists that made that.
No.
Those damn Zoomer artists.
That was Fergie.
Your Billie Eilish's and your. Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey is not a Zoomer artist.
No, she's definitely millennial.
Yeah.
I like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I thought like that carrot cake one made that.
Oh, Ice Spice?
Yeah, that
she's
one.
She's cutie. Anyway.
No. This song also came out a few like years ago.
It did?
Yeah.
I thought it came out like
MILF Money,
ago.
No, MILF Money came out like
time is weird. I get it.
2017, 2018, something like that, yeah. What do you mean she tried to have a solo career? She had, like, the number one song.
I mean,
she still made a
She made a lot of money. What I mean is she sucks.
I remember everybody was getting on her for her rendition of the national anthem.
Yes, I remember that, too.
I honestly didn't think it was that bad.
You know who's
worse? She tried to do something different, and I respect that.
You know who's worse than Fergie? Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, J-Lo sucks.
Jenny from the Block.
Yeah. That song's total bullshit. She's like, that song's about like how authentic she is, and then like she didn't write it, and like, you know. I have a buddy who is like the biggest Jennifer Lopez hater in the universe, and the biggest Mariah Carey stan in the universe, and it's the funniest thing in the world.
What do you think about her in movies?
Jennifer Lopez? She's fine. She's not the best. She's not a bad actress, but I can't stand
her music. That's how I knew Jennifer Lopez was from movies. I knew her first from movies.
Yeah, he had a music career first.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, on the other hand, is terrible in movies.
I'm going to be real. You know I'm super into pop culture and music, and I know all of the artists. I thought J-Lo and Mariah Carey were like the same person.
No.
See, I used to get Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt mixed up when I was a kid.
Tom Cruise is
they don't look anything alike.
Yeah, but the names. So they do
aren't
look
similar.
The reason why I have them mixed up was because of Interview with a Vampire.
Mm.
They do look kind of similar in that movie.
Yep. 'Cause
they're dressed up like vampires.
I guess whenever I think of Brad Pitt, I think of like Bullet Train.
When I think of Tom, when I think of Tom Cruise, I think of jumping on couches. When I think of Brad Pitt, I think about this face. He goes.
Yeah, he does.
In like all his movies, he goes. And you know who else does that? Is Jonathan Majors. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's always like this. He's got his lips kind of open a little bit. He's like
Grant the Impersonator.
Yeah. And like Tom Cruise looks like
love of my life, I can't refuse.
Marlon, what are you doing here? I thought you were dead.
No, I came back to life to be on your podcast.
It's weird that you're talking like
Don Corleone.
Yeah, Don Corleone. But you know, we're glad you're alive. Like, welcome back.
Welcome to my. I have my friend Orson Welles coming in the room.
Just a minute. Hey, Orson, over here.
The only Orson Welles I can do. Have you seen that video of him or that commercial where he's like super drunk and he's doing the champagne commercial?
I think I've seen clips.
He goes, "Oh, the French champagne has always been known for its excellence. But there's a new champagne by Paul Masson, made with that same, or it gets inspired by that same French excellence." It's like he's chewing all his words. So funny. Anyway,
Tom Cruise looks like a generic white man.
I don't know. Tom Cruise is pretty.
He looks like something that you would get as like your first option on like a character creation for. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing.
Then somebody messes with the mouth just a little, like the slider, like just wide. The mouth. But then they're like, "Oh, I don't really like that." But instead of like hitting B, they just hit A.
It's like, "Oh shit, wait."
Yeah, and then they start. So now his tooth is in the middle of his face.
Yeah.
I have two thoughts about that.
And then
three thoughts. One, you're right. Two, maybe we think that because Tom Cruise is so ubiquitous and he's kind of like,
yeah,
entered our thought. And then three, he's also like short. So that's one way he's like different. He's only like 5'4", 5'5", or something.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway. He's also set to become the next leader of the science.
I thought he
church.
Was the
church
leader.
Scientology. That's L. Ron Hubbard's ghost.
Yeah, no, he's not the leader. He's just a very outspoken.
My hot Tom Cruise take is that he's a good actor when he wants to be, but all of his movies exist as vehicles for self-promotion. Like, have you seen Born on the 4th of July, right?
Mm-mm.
He's good in that movie. That's one of his early movies. And then, like, now it's like all of his movies are just like, I'm Tom Cruise and I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know this is like,
what a guy.
This is like an against the grain opinion, but I hated Top Gun Maverick so much. Hated that movie.
Like, I thought it was okay. It was fun.
It was fun. Here's the thing. I should rephrase that. I don't hate the movie. I hate the response to the movie. Where people are like, oh, finally, Hollywood's making good movies again. It's like, no, they've been making good movies the whole time, dude. You just you haven't been watching them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, if all you watch every year is Marvel movies and then you watch it's going to be better than those. Mm-hmm. But like, dude, come on.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot of plot to that movie.
About that movie is the bad guys are literally like unnamed Eastern European country.
Yeah.
It's just they couldn't even say the name of the country they were fighting.
You can't say it's the Russians anymore.
I mean, you can if you are like not a coward. Make up a fake country.
Yeah.
Like, but say the name because they keep saying the enemy, the enemy. Just make up a fake country.
That's what DC does. The country that Bane's from.
It's like some Central American country.
Yeah. And then,
or Dr. Doom is from Latveria. You know, just make up a country.
And then they got like a fake Russian country too.
Yeah. Like,
something.
Come up with some. Come up with, like, you know.
They're from Bad Guy Land. And they're here to take our freedom.
Oh, no! Not the capitalism.
Not bad guys from Bad Guy Land. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Nobody saw it coming. Bad guys out of Bad Guy Land?
Bad Guys in a Bad Guy Land is like a really good name for a like a Rush album.
Let's see. You could say, I'm just saying, you could name it whatever you want.
Yeah, name it whatever you want. Florida 2.
They're from New Florida.
New Florida.
New Florida. There you go. Like in
the, that's the new Fallout game, Fallout New Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was literally going to say, in Far Cry, they do like, Fallout, they do New California.
That's, you know, the GTA trailer came out.
Yeah, it looks, you know, good.
It looks awesome.
It doesn't even have to be New Florida. It can just be Florida.
That's what I was going to say, is the next Fallout should be set in Florida. That would be awesome. But
it's set in Florida. That just made me,
like, radioactive alligators. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that'd be badass. But I was just thinking about the...
Or Far Cry and your little companion animals could be, like, an alligator.
They did that in the one that was set in the fake Central American country. It's like one of your companions was an alligator.
Yeah.
But
I like cheeseburger.
Yeah, the big bear.
Please don't feed him cheeseburgers. That's how he got the diabetes.
But yeah, that GTA trailer looks really good.
It's just a bear with cheeseburgers on his collar. He's named Cheeseburger.
I always ran with the dog in that game.
Yeah, Boomer.
Yeah, Boomer.
The dog with the wheels.
Yeah, no, that's Chorizo.
Oh,
he was in Far Cry 6.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Far Cry, I started playing that new Avatar game. James Cameron's Avatar. Yo, it's just Far Cry, but you're Avatar Man.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, how's this related to Far Cry?
And one of the really funny things, you're an Avatar, you're like 9 feet tall, and there are humans, you're talking to humans sometimes, and they only come up to like your belt, so you have to like crouch down. It's so funny.
That's not disrespectful at all.
What do you think of the Blood Dragon anime?
It looks okay. I haven't watched it yet.
It's
got Rayman doing coke. That's pretty funny.
Far Cry Blood Dragon remix something.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
It's kind of like it has like all of the Ubisoft IPs in
it. I'm kind of a Blood Dragon hater. Like Far Cry Blood Dragon, it's like I'm really am tired of like the awesome 1980s.
Yeah,
all that. I think that's so played out. Like remember Kung Fury.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that shit. It's like, come on, dude. But anyway, the Blood Dragon remix looks fun because it's like, it's not really that. It's just like, let's take all these Ubisoft IPs and make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that. Like, that's cool.
Well, we're about 45 minutes.
Yeah, about 45 minutes. Oh, yeah, there's Ice Spice.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
Anything to wrap up?
Any Pokemon raids going on? I bet people love that. Actually, there is.
It's about to start.
It's a 4-star Abomasnow. Mega Abomasnow.
We could do that one.
Yeah, I think we can take it.
By the way, chat, new Cookie Clicker Alpha update.
It's still an alpha?
Oh, yeah. It's free.
This game has been in development for like 20 years.
Lazy game developers.
It's been on the web forever, and it's been complete in the Steam version, but like, also he has to make an app where it doesn't have like vulnerabilities and whatnot in it.
Anybody who gets the reference that I just made, you're awesome.
All right. I think that's a good ending point for this show. Thank you for watching episode
Merry Christmas.
28. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
If I get it out this week, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Love you all.
If it's past Christmas,
we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah. All right. This is goodbye.